Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video podcast, The Magical Key to Your Happiness and Fulfillment, or Why You Are Unhappy and How to Solve It. Now, most people believe that if they could just get what they want, then they would finally be happy. But this strategy never works because their happiness is dependent upon conditions. And conditions are fickle and change constantly. And then you need another condition to change and another condition to change so that you can be happy. And you're spending all of your time and energy trying to change conditions, trying to juggle a million, jillion conditions and circumstances and people that you have no time to just be happy. Because you're too busy juggling balls. Trying to change conditions and other people's actions and beliefs is a backwards way to live life and will never make you happy. In fact, trying to change conditions to try to be happy is the real root of all happiness and all conflicts on planet Earth and breakups and divorces and wars, etc. No one wants to change for you so that you will finally be happy, because that is not their job. And if you want to destroy a relationship quickly, just tell them they must change for you so that you can be happy. And before you know it, they're gone, because no one wants to be a slave to your happiness. And it's not the truth anyway. You're not unhappy because someone won't act like you need or want them to. You're not unhappy because someone doesn't love you or like you or love you the way or treat you or in the affectionate way that you'd like them to. You're not unhappy because he or she left you. You're not unhappy because you are lacking financially and the wolves are growling at your door. You're not unhappy because your parents didn't shower you with nonstop love and affection and tons of money. You're not unhappy because your brother or sister won't have anything to do with you. You're not unhappy because of the current political, economic, or environmental situation that exists on planet Earth. And you're not unhappy because you don't have the riches or the success or the fame or the houses or the cars or the freedom or the lack of health or fitness or because you weigh too much. You're not unhappy about anything outside of yourself. And you're not unhappy because you don't have what you want. The reason you're unhappy is because you're disconnected from who you truly are as Source and who and what you have become from all the rockets of desire that you have launched. Because when you are focused on conditions that need to change in order for you to be happy, you are focused in a contrary manner as your Source Self, as your God Self. Because your Source Self is always 24/7, 100% focused on your happiness and your well-being and your prosperity. You as Source is always focused upon you being, doing, and having what you want. In other words, Source is always focused upon your improvement, on the self that you have actually created from your desires for that improvement, from your experience of having undesirable conditions. So Source is never focused upon what you have or even how you currently are, but how you will become and what you will have. So Source's perspective is your future perspective. And you can create that amazing future very quickly if you can train yourself to focus in that direction. In other words, the sooner you can feel that future self now, the sooner that future improved you will become you now. So anyone who is sad, angry, feeling helpless, powerless, not good enough, unworthy, or feeling lack in some way, depressed, or because they're lacking in love, or they feel like they're lacking in money or success or freedom, etc., is unhappy not because he or she does not have those things, but because they are feeling disconnected from their own Source and their own Source's perspective, which is what they already are, what they want. And you have already become and have what you want in vibrational reality. If you want more money because of your distinct lack of money, you immediately launch big whopping desires for more wealth, and you as source immediately says your wish is your command and instantly creates whatever improvement you desire vibrationally. Your desire is for improvement. Your desire for improvement is instantly created in vibrational reality. It is then your job to get into vibrational alignment so that that vibrational reality can now become a physical reality. And even if what you want is not here yet, as long as you are on the path of alignment with your source and with your desires, you will feel instantly amazing because you are focused in the same direction as your source. You don't have to have what you want yet. All you have to do is be on the path and be looking and feeling in the direction as your source feels and thinks. But as soon as you start focusing again upon the lack of your desire, you will feel bad because you are now focused in the opposite direction as your source. So you're not unhappy that you don't have what you want. You're unhappy because you're out of alignment with who you truly are as source, who is always in alignment with what you want. You're thinking about the lack of what you want, whereas you as source is thinking about the abundance of what you want. You're thinking about things you dislike or hate or don't want, while your source self is thinking about all the things you like, love, appreciate, and want more of. You're unhappy because you're thinking about the lack of lover in your bed, while your source is thinking about the sexy, beautiful, amazing lover that is in your bed in vibrational reality. You're unhappy because you're thinking about the lack of money in your bank account, while you as source is thinking about the millions and billions and trillions of dollars in your bank account. And most of all, source is 24/7, 100% of the time, focused upon your happiness, your contentment, fulfillment, wealth, vitality, and abundance, regardless of any physical conditions that you have in your life, because nothing in the world of conditions has anything to do with who you truly are, because your true divine nature is a constant state of immense, unlimited joy, contentment, appreciation, fulfillment, health, vitality, abundance, creativity, and power. Not one speck of who you truly are is anything lacking or limited or faulty or sinful in any way. Nothing and no one, no matter how they may act, is sinful or lacking or limited in any way at all. Nothing in the world of physicality matters that much. Doesn't matter what anybody does, what they're thinking with, and I don't care how dastardly or horrendous whatever they have done or are doing is, they are still perfection, divine perfection. Nothing you do or have done limits you or describes you in any way. Nothing you think or believe about yourself or judge about yourself or believe or judge about other people accurately describes who and what you truly are and what they truly are. Every experience in the world of form is just for the experience of it, for the joy of it, for the wonder and miracle of it, or for the contrast of it, so that you can launch amazing rockets of desire for the improvement of that thing that you don't like or don't want. And your experiences in the world of form are not designed necessarily for your spiritual growth, as a lot of people, especially spiritually minded people, believe. You're not here for spiritual growth as if you are somehow unspiritual or somehow limited or lacking spiritually in some sort of way, and you need to learn lessons in order to grow as a soul, or to learn so that you can attain a higher level of reality, so that, you know, maybe you can get into heaven or whatever. You don't need to grow as a soul because you are already perfect and divine just the way you are. But nevertheless, experience in the physical world of limitation and contrast, experience on this leading edge of creation naturally facilitates growth. So growth is just a natural part of existence and reality and creation. It's not something you really came here to do. That's just the way life reality is. But again, you know, that's not why you're here. You're here for the joy and absolute wondrous delight of creating your inspired ideas and desires into physical reality. Because it's fun, and because you can, and because you're a creator. You're on the leading edge of creation for the joy of constantly expanding that leading edge and for the joy of creating your desires into physical reality. You are nothing less than an evolution agent, an evolution facilitator, a creation master. You are sitting on the edge of creation, dangling your legs over the abyss of creation, imagining what could be next. What amazing thing could you create next? And your desires and your inspirations are expanding and growing that leading edge. Your desires and your inspirations are literally expanding the entire universe. Your desires and inspirations are literally creating new worlds. They're expanding and growing life as we know it, beyond how we know it and how we have known it to be. That is why there are so many books and comic books and graphic novels and video games and movies about space and superheroes and magical realms of dragons and magicians and being able to do miraculous things just with the thought of it. It's because of those are representations of where we are heading as a species and really how we really truly already are. We just haven't caught up with that vibrational existence yet, physically. So first, you know, as a species, we crawl, then we walk, then we run, then we create things to transport ourselves quickly across the land and across the sea, and then by air, because we can see that, especially we can see birds flying, so we can say, we can do that. And we're able to accomplish this because people imagined it to be so, and so they created it. They saw it, then they believed it, then they physically took action to somehow create it. And then we transported ourselves into space because we imagined it into being. We saw ourselves going to the moon, and as we evolve technology with our inspirations that miracles can and do happen. And then, you know, then we will be able to fly without airplanes, and because we imagined that it could be so. People are already flying without airplanes. Just watch Paranormal on Camera. So whatever you want, whatever you can imagine to exist already does exist, because as soon as you desire it, as soon as you imagine it, it is instantly created by you as Source, and it can and will manifest into your physical reality as long as you keep focusing on its existence and allowing it without resisting it. And focusing on and allowing its existence rather than focusing on the lack of its existence. In other words, focusing on being able to be, do, or have it rather than not being able to be, do, or have it. That is the immense power you have within you. The power to literally create anything from nothing, just from a thought and just from feeling it and just imagining it and just believing it. That is how powerful and how important every one of your desires are. So embrace every single one of your desires. Allow them without resisting them, without judging them, without condemning them. There's nothing wrong with any single desire you have. Do not deny or repress any of them. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is unreachable. Nothing is too far away, and nothing can be denied to you by anyone or anything in any and all of the universes except you and your own doubts. Believe it, and you will receive it. Doubt it, and you will go without it. All right. Hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from it, please share with your friends. Comment. Let me know how much you loved it. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and products and coaching and support and guidance to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!